Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Yeah, we all witnessed the amazing Packer blowout of the Cowboys in Dallas in the playoffs on Sunday. And, you know, don't be fooled by the score, right? Like 48-32, like it was some kind of game. But one of the things that stood out to me was the broadcast of the game, right? Like, so now I want to get a couple of things straight here. First of all, I like Kevin Burkhardt a lot. I think he's a talented guy. I know him. I worked with him a little bit at SNY TV in New York when he was doing, like, Mets seat reporter. He was, like, the guy in the stadium during Mets games and Mets broadcast. They'd go down to the field and he'd be down there interviewing fans or, you know, managers, whatever. So he rose to the top. I'm proud of him. He's got an excellent gig at Fox. He's making all kinds of money. He's got the world by his fingers, right? So he's got it all. He's the man. Congratulations. Love him. Not a reflection on what I think of him as a person or as a individual or even as a broadcaster. But I got to tell you, and I don't know Olsen, but I love Olsen, played at the U. I'm a fan. I thought he had a great career in the NFL. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about some dude that I've always been a fan of. But he's like, you know, a broadcaster now, and they're going to replace his ass with Tom Brady anyway. We know that's coming next year, and then Olsen will move down a couple of notches because at the end of the day, they don't care about him, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. But yesterday, when I was watching that game, I have my tweets that I put out on X during the game. As I was watching the game, I was so blown away by some of the things that they were saying, and I quoted them word for word. And I put him out on X so everybody could enjoy. And I mean, I got massive responses, right? So let's just go through the game a little bit here so you can better understand and grasp what I'm talking about their comments. All right, so game starts. First thing, Packers get the ball, move right down the field. Jones goes right off the guard, 3 yards. Tutty, 7-0. Carlson kick, good. Pack up, 7. All right, that was the first quarter. Second quarter, Jones off the left guard, 1 yard, touchdown. Carlson, PAT, 14-0, Packers. And that's it, 14-15 of the second quarter. All right, how about this? 3:23 at a quarter. Love, the deep bomb down the middle to Wicks for 20 yards. Tutty, PAT by Carlson, no good. It's 20-0. 1:50 left in the second. Prescott, pass, short left, intended for Lamb. Picked by Savage at the Green Bay 36. Savage, 64 yards. Hizzy, Tutty. 27-0 after the Carlson PAT, 27-0. This is the point of the game where I have decided that Mike McCarthy is fired. 27-0 before the half, you are fired. And then how about this? Dak, Pass, short right to Ferguson for 1 yard. They get a touchdown finally right before the half with no time left. It's 27-7, and this is when the craziness started happening. They're down 27-7, and they go to the break, and they come out for the third quarter. So when it was 27-7, I get it. Kevin and Greg were going to try to upsell the game so they wouldn't lose audience. You're on Fox. It's a wild card game. You got a playoff audience. You want ratings. You don't want everyone to turn the channel because the game was over. The game was awful. Anyone that can't admit that is an idiot. Third quarter. Cowboys come out. They get an Aubrey field goal. It's good. 27-10. Now these guys are really starting to believe that the Cowboys are coming back. And that was at 9:27 of the third. At 6:38, when they thought that the Cowboys were back in the game, Aaron Jones went off the right guard for 9 more yards and a touchdown, his third touchdown of the game. Carlson PAT, good. 5 plays, 75 yards, 2:45 possession. In 5 plays, they went 75 yards, and it was 34-10. They were going through the Cowboys like butter, like absolute butter. Then you get a Cowboys touchdown with 3:03 left. Pollard up the middle for 1 yard. TD, Aubrey, extra point. No good. Fail. Off the upright. Doink. 34-16. And then Kevin and Greg kept talking about how the Cowboys were still in the game. I mean, they did, and I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. So, with 1:27 left, Love goes deep to Musgrave, 38 yards for a touchdown. Carlson, the PAT, good. 3 plays, 75 yards, 1:36. Are you getting any indication of what's happening here? They had a 5-play drive, 75 yards for a touchdown. They had a 3-play, 75-yard drive in 1:36 for a touchdown. It is now 41-16, and fans have already left the stadium and are halfway home in their cars and driving drunk, for that matter. 100,000 fans were there, and by the time it was 34-16, even though the Cowboys had scored, they were already gone. They were gone when it was 34-10. I think they should have left when it was 27-0. The idiots stayed till it was 41-16. Then they finally said enough is enough, and they started booing and leaving. And it wasn't even the fourth quarter yet. So you go to the fourth quarter. 10:23 left. Love, a pass, short middle to Dobbs, 3 yards, Tutty, Carlson, PAT, good, 8 plays, 40 yards, and a 4.5-minute possession, 48-16. It was 48-16. Then Dak, finally, with 5:44 left, scores on a short pass to Ferguson, 7 yards, Tutty, 2-point conversion attempt. Dowdle rushes left guard attempt, succeeds, 48-24. 11 plays, 75 yards, 4.5-minute possession. It was 48-24. Kevin and Greg were selling that the Cowboys could do it. Believe me, you, I'm going to prove it. Then with 3:25 left, Dak pass, short middle to Ferguson, 14 yards, another tutty, 2-point conversion attempt. Prescott rushes left end. Attempt succeeds. 48-32. Well, that was the final score, 48-32. So they scored with 3 minutes left. Then they ran out the clock, and the Packers won the game 48-32. Now let's go to my tweets. These are the tweets that I put out during the game that got quite the reaction, let's just say. All right, here was the first one. So they're down big, right? I mean, really big. Like, it's like 41-16. Here's Kevin B. Quote, still plenty of time left in this one, Greg. End quote. Still plenty of time left in this one. thousands of people reacted to that one. Then I put out this one, and it got thousands and thousands of reactions. I said, Parsons is the best player in the league. My effing ass. He's not the best player in the league. He's not the best defensive player in the league. He's not the best anything in the league. But, oh, he's got a big mouth and does podcasts, and everybody's supposed to think he's just the greatest thing that's ever happened to the NFL. Wrong. Here's another one I put out. You're up 41-16 and you're challenging calls? Holy shack. That one got thousands of responses. Yeah, like the Packers were throwing red flags up 41-16 and you're challenging calls on the field. You got to have something wrong with you. Then I put out this one. It got thousands of responses. Here we go. In quotes. Here we go. That's their cadence. That's Dak Prescott and the Cowboy offensive cadence. Every snap. Here we go. It didn't matter what they did. Here we go. How about here we go jump off a bridge? And then I put this one out, and this one topped the cake. ESPN really needs to spend more time covering the Cowboys and Lakers. I mean to tell you, I got so many thousands of responses on that one, it really lit it up. Here's another one. Kevin B., quote, they've made it interesting, end quote, when they scored. They've made it interesting. I think he said that when it was 48-24. He said, they've made it interesting. A minute later, Kevin B., quote, Green Bay trying to salt this one away, end quote. Salt it away? What does that mean? Van Olsen, quote, got to be careful. It happens fast in this league, Kevin, end quote. What, the Cowboys are going to start scoring real fast and win the game? And then I put this one out today just to sum it all up. Is McCarthy gone? Gee, you think? ESPN spent an hour this morning, an hour straight, with every host and every analyst talking about whether or not this guy will be fired. I mean, you have got to be effing kidding me.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.